The United Nations Special Envoy for Iraq is back in Baghdad, leading efforts to put together a new interim Iraqi government by a June 30th deadline. Lakhdar Brahimi's arrival coincides with further security problems. Two foreign journalists, a Pole and an Algerian, were killed in a drive-by shooting south of Baghdad. And yesterday there was a car bombing in the Iraqi capital, which is where we have found NPR's Eric Westervelt. And Eric, let's start with Lakhdar Brahimi. What's he doing?
Well, Steve, he faces an extremely difficult task of trying to create this caretaker government of technocrats to run Iraqi ministries until elections are held next year, probably early next year. And some members of the U.S.-backed Iraqi Governing Council have hardly put out the welcome mat for him. I mean, they'll be essentially put out of business, Steve, by any interim body Brahimi helps assemble. And they've criticized him. Eight Iraqi political parties signed a letter saying Brahimi's work, quote, lacks credibility. They've charged that his project violates the interim constitution and, in their words, quote, will pave the way for the previous regime's men to return, leading to division and instability.
So if
clearly
the,
some of these parties, Steve,
clearly,
you know, they'll lose some power and they're worried about that.
Sorry, a little bit of delay on the satellite phone there. So if the governing council is out of the interim government, who's in?
Well, Brahimi says he'd like to create this government of professionals, experienced technocrats with no political ambition. But it's not clear who those folks will be. Security is still a top concern. Insurgents are targeting Iraqis participating in politics or cooperating with the occupation. So, you know, some experienced bureaucrats and other professionals may not want to risk their lives to serve in a kind of a lame duck caretaker government.
And Eric, I want to ask about Muqtada al-Sadr, one of the leading anti-American leaders there. He's been in the city of Najaf. The U.S. has been trying to get him out, and I understand that he actually did leave voluntarily, at least temporarily, today.
That's right. We're told the radical cleric marched the few miles from Najaf to nearby Kufa. He was followed by hundreds of his armed supporters who held signs and chanted their support. He often leads these midday Friday prayers in Kufa, and we don't know, Steve, what he said today, but they're usually fiery anti-American sermons, and it's pretty safe to say he probably did so again today in Kufa.
A delicate task for the Americans to move against Najaf.
Well, that's right. Military officials say they're, you know, this isn't a major final offensive against Sadr, and that they're going to be careful of any fighting around holy shrines, but they also say they continue to crack down on his militia and will do so. And some moderate Iraqi Shiites worry that continued efforts to crush Sadr could backfire and have disastrous consequences, in the words of one political analyst we spoke to this morning.
NPR's Eric Westervelt is in Baghdad. Thanks, Eric.